What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for awesomeo.com, and we are officially ready to kick off the college football season, week zero, as they call it. But you know what? That doesn't matter. We have bets ready to be made on actual real-life games. We've been waiting all summer for this, Matt, and it is finally here.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited. I know it's not the most exciting slate as far as your big name teams go, like Alabama's not playing, but we're still getting a bunch of really good action. There's some Power Five games, some rivalry games, little Big Ten showdown between Nebraska and Illinois. And as usual, I'm excited for all these games.
Me too. Listen, if there's money to be made, and we both think we've got some good lines here that we're going to share with you in just a second, there's no reason not to get some action on this. And we want to thank our sponsors of this week zero video at BetMGM. If you have not gone over there, if you are a new customer, you can start with a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Simply go to BetMGM.com, use the promo code AWESOMEO, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If the bet happens to lose, you'll receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now, go all in with the action, and take your chance there. Offers valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. So go and head over there. Really, really good offer from BetMGM. All right, you mentioned there's only five games. They're not the best teams, but that doesn't mean we don't have action. And there's a couple of bets I actually really like to get things started. But I'm going to pass the floor to you. You are the expert. Where do we go to get things started in the CFB season?
Yeah, so let's start with some actual FBS action where we have UTEP taking on New Mexico State. There's some teams that people probably don't know a lot about. You have UTEP representing Conference USA, New Mexico State. They're an independent school. They played this spring, so we actually did get to see a little bit of them. Not much, and their opponents weren't exactly very strong. They played Tarleton State and Dixie State. Both those games were closer than they should have been. They lost to Tarleton State, and then the Dixie State game was a touchdown difference. They end up winning that game by one score, score 36 to 29, which is pretty telling on what this New Mexico State team has to offer. They're returning most of the players that we saw this spring. They don't have a settled quarterback situation. And conversely, UTEP was a team that actually showed something last year. They were 3-5, and I like their coach a little bit. He struggled throughout his tenure at UTEP, but the team seems to be improving and they're returning a lot. So you can find this at -9.5. I love that line. It's moved to -10 in a lot of spots. I think line shopping is really important here. But what do you think about this game?
Yeah, this is one that we kind of identified and we've talked about on Betting You, which if the podcast, if you haven't gone and checked that out, we're going to be doing a full breakdown of all these games there on Apple, Spotify, everywhere you can get podcasts. I like this bet. I don't know if I touch it at 10, but if you can find 9.5, I know you and me got it a little better than that. If you lose, this is my rule in life, new rule. If you lose to Tarleton State, you're just not good. That is a bad, bad, bad loss. UTEP's got much more stability. They've got a quarterback. They return a ton. This New Mexico State team might be really, really bad. So I'm going to be with you there. I like UTEP to kind of roll them. They're much better than the two squads we saw them play in the spring. But I do want to ask you and give my lean in what is – I mean, it's got to be the biggest game of the opening slate. It's a Big Ten matchup with Nebraska and Illinois. It's down to 7, even 6.5. Illinois is a home dog. I definitely lean to them here. I'd want it probably north of 7 if I can find it. You know, I like what they're doing. Good defense. Peters returns. They beat Nebraska soundly in Lincoln last year. I know that's slightly different, but I do think the squads, for the most part, return somewhat intact. My big question for you is, would you touch it at 6.5, or are you going to say this is dependent on getting north of a touchdown?
So I grabbed this at 8, pretty close to open. Illinois is undergoing a lot of changes. They have a new head coach. Brett Bielema comes in, you know, the former Wisconsin head coach, Arkansas head coach. A lot of success with Wisconsin, not so much with Arkansas. But he also brings in an OC I like in Tony Peterson, who comes over from App State, which, you know, is more of a power running scheme. And I think they have the personnel that fits well with that kind of scheme. Very strong offensive line. They lose just one starter, and they're getting back two really good starters that were hurt most of the year. It's a unit that rarely played together. Similarly, their quarterback situation was a disaster last year because of COVID-19. Brandon Peters missed the mandated 3 games because I can't remember if he tested positive or was a close contact. But after that, they put in Isaiah Williams and Corin Taylor, both of whom have now switched positions. So there's a lot coming back for Illinois. I think the coaching staff already fits well with what they have on the roster. And conversely, Nebraska is an absolute disaster. They lost their two best offensive linemen, their best receiver transferred. Their coach, Scott Frost, doesn't have a handle on this offense whatsoever. He benched his quarterback, Adrian Martinez, for Luke McCaffrey last year for two games, and that ended up just as poorly as you can imagine. So I think taking a sharper side in Illinois here does make some sense. I would, like you said, rather get this if you could find it at 7, 7.5, but I'm not sure there's a lot of those lines left in the market.
Yeah, Scott Frost, the days could be numbered, and we'll dive into that more in depth as we break this down. But so we've got UTEP. We like them. We kind of lean to Illinois. There is a FBS, FCS showdown here, and I know it's not a game that people are paying attention to, but I have a feeling that they might want to because we've got Southern Utah going to San Jose State. It's a 22.5, 23-point spread. Do you have a lean in that lopsided matchup?
I like San Jose State here, and it's not just because they're playing an FCS school, but they're playing an FCS school that went 1-5. They also played this spring. Their only win came over Cal Poly. All of their losses were single digits, but again, we're not talking about great competition here, and I think what they are going to put on the field doesn't match up very well against San Jose State. Their quarterback, Justin Miller, this is Southern Utah's quarterback, doesn't have any sort of dual threat ability whatsoever, and this is going to be a significant step up in competition for him. Conversely, San Jose State, they're returning a ton of production. They're losing their top two receivers, and this is a team that is generally very pass happy, but I don't think that's going to matter a ton against Southern Utah. And you look at their offensive line, they were 33rd in pass blocking, and they're returning 112 career starts. Even if they do feel the loss of those top two receivers in Bailey Gaither and Trey Walker, I think they can lean on their running game and cover this spread here.
Yeah, this is just two different levels of competition. San Jose State is a team we've talked about in the Mountain West, could make some noise. We'll find out how good they are. We're not going to find out in week zero. They're going to crush this team who isn't even one of the better, you know, FCS schools. They're just seemingly struggling at that level. So I'm with you. That's one. I have a feeling that spread could really move towards four touchdowns before kickoff on Saturday. So I think you've uncovered a diamond in the rough there. We've got Illinois. We've got UTEP. We got three good ones to get our card started. So like I said, stay tuned. We are going to have a ton. I want to give a quick shout out to our Live Before Lock show, which will be unveiled this Saturday right before the games kick off, 12 Eastern. You do not want to miss it. Bets, DFS, everything in between. Me and Matt breaking down the entire slate, leading you guys up to lock. So we're going to bounce on out of here. Thanks again to BetMGM. Make sure to go sign up there. Good luck, everyone. We will see you Saturday afternoon for the start of the college football season.